very disappointing, as simple as that. You know, we should have done much, much better than what achieved so far. And it's we just have to look back and learn from our, you know, the mistakes we've made and move on.
Does that include you? You made mistakes.
Oh, I made big mistakes. I made mistakes by approving some of the people or the players we bought. I made mistakes in some of the appointments I've made. So, you know, look, I'm not an expert in rugby league. I took advice from the people who were around me at that time, and I acted on that advice. In the future, I'll learn better.
Is Salford an unhappy club? There's been an awful lot of player movement. There seems to be almost a different rumour or story emerging on a pretty much a daily basis.
Well, that's probably true, because in terms of unhappy, I wouldn't say an unhappy club. What I'd probably say is that club is moving into a different direction now, and I made it absolutely clear that only players who are physically and mentally, and more important, mentally strong enough to be in the team that will start the season with us. As a result, no doubt some people will want to be out because of the new regime we've got. You know, I'm not going to tolerate what we've had this year. And again, I repeat, mentally means for me people who wants to really play for the club. Look, reputation for me will always count for nothing. It's what you do on the field that's more important than your reputation.
Are you a hard man to please? Are you a hard employee to work for?
No, not at all. I'm at the end of the day, I'm a fan of the club as well. And when you stand with the fans, as I did with, you know, when we played Wakefield, and you see how unhappy they were because of that performance, they would act, every single one of them would act in the same way as I did. Jack, there is no reason whatsoever why they played that badly, right? And I'm not just going to accept it as it's it happened. Let's move on. We need to investigate the reasons behind it. And I know, no doubt, there are some reasons for why we played that bad. It's a game, with all due respect to Wakefield, it's a game we should have won. At the very least, it's a match we should not have been humiliated in. And, you know, I reacted in a way that every other fan would have reacted.